lots of people on the line. I heard people calling in from California and Colorado and Oregon and Illinois and New York and Hawaii and Utah and Idaho and Florida and Washington, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, wherever you're calling in from. So glad to have you on the line. Every Wednesday night we have our owner and founder, David Sandoval. He does his Purium Lifestyle Call, and just 8 days from now, I know I'll be heading over to his Native Springs Oasis and going to Unconvention, and I know that's the big subject for tonight's call. He's got a ton of stuff he's doing at his home. I mean, it's, you know, more than just a resort facility. It's literally his home, and he's dressing it up and doing it right, as he always does. He's a fantastic host, and looking forward to tonight's call so he can fill you in on what's going to be happening at Unconvention. I know we got a big lineup of music and speakers and fun and food. And so, David Sandoval, I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Awesome. David, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. You know, tonight's call isn't just about Unconvention, but I've been working on nothing but that. And I don't mean only that, but I mean it's been dominating my time. And they came up and said, what do you want to do the call about? And I guess that was what I had on my mind. But it's so much more than that. So I want to remind you guys, you know, a couple of things. And one is that today, kids don't watch TV. They don't go to Major League Baseball. They don't give a damn about NASCAR. And they really aren't back in football stadiums either. What kids do these days is they get together with other kids and they disconnect. They go to music festivals. They go to art festivals. They go to different gatherings and they camp and they listen to music and they go to visit booths with different art, homemade items. And they go to listen to speakers who teach them about life in a way that they don't learn in books. And that is the future. That is what's happening in the world today. And for the very first time, a network marketing company is tapping into that energy. And that energy is about fun. It's about freedom. It's about a connection to people on a deep level. A level where there's not a phone involved. It's not a text message. It is not an email. It's not a voice message or an emoji. It's people sitting around campfires, playing guitars, challenging each other to a game of volleyball or bocce or giant chess or checkers or Jenga, watching their kids swing and slide and play and get their faces painted. You know, having dinner while your friends entertain you with their favorite talent and just, you know, having an amazing time and doing it with a group of people that share some common values. So we're going to have amazing, delicious, healthy food and yoga and sound healing and workshops of every time. You're going to be able to get a massage. You're going to be able to get Lomi. You're going to be able to, you know, buy some homemade goods from various people. It's just going to be a first of its kind. There's going to be music next to the pool. There's going to be cabanas for you to lounge in. And it's just going to be an experience that it's going to be the first of its kind. It's also going to be one of a kind because no other network marketing company has ever done anything like this. And so, like David said, we've got rooms that people have rented. There's a couple still available. We've got teepees that people have rented. There's a couple still available. We've got some glamping that's available, which is like a very cool private space that, you know, is enclosed. You got a bed and some place to sit and some water. And it's like camping, but you don't have to bring anything. Really nice outdoor warm showers. If you haven't taken a shower in an outdoor shower where nobody can see you except for God, it feels so good. And we have just really nice facilities for for those of you who are going to be camping. We think you'll appreciate that. That includes flushing toilets and hot showers, and not too many campers get that. So, you know, unconvention, though, it's about something that is the future. It's about tapping into a generation of people who are looking for a different way. And guess what network marketing is? Network marketing is a different way. Why is that? What is Purium? What does network marketing, how do they embody a millennial attitude? How do they embody a futuristic approach to marketing? Well, it starts with the fact that we say we're making healthy cool. That isn't just a statement. Today, if you're active, if you surf, if you ski, if you climb mountains, if you rock climb, if you kayak, if you mountain bike, these days, that is cool. And if you go out and get drunk on weekends and get in fights, that's called high school. And so the bottom line is, healthy is the new cool. And we knew, we saw that happening, and we wanted to be there. So we make healthy cool, and how do we do that? Well, first of all, being sick isn't cool, and we make people healthy. Healthy is the new cool, like I said. Secondly, we're a green company. Despite, you know, the fact that, you know, certain segments of our population want to see us have a coal economy or drill, baby, drill and get more oil and coal, that's not where 70% of Americans are thinking. In fact, the people who think that way are typically over 50 years old. And most people who are under 50 are realizing that we need a green economy. Now, a typical job that you go to is not a green economy. That is what's called a fossil fuel economy. Because a whole bunch of people get in cars and they drive one person per vehicle to a place that needs a big parking lot that has a time clock, and they tell you what time to be there, what time to leave, when you could have a break, and how much you could earn. In order to do that, you have to heat up a building, have concrete over dirt, basically, and you have to be a bit of an indentured servant. And as you notice, kids these days are fiercely independent. You could give them a job, but expect them to show up on time, that's a different thing. Expect them to not miss days, another thing. Expect them to not be on Facebook while at work. Absolutely impossible. So why even try? Let them work when they want to work, at what they want to work, with whom they want to work. And based upon their desire for income, let them work the number of hours that are necessary to generate that income. This is the ultimate flex schedule. This is the ultimate green economy. No driving to work. No hitting a time clock. No saying yes, sir, yes, ma'am. No begging for days off or having to lie about being sick so that you could live your normal life. I hope that none of my employees are listening to this. The bottom line is that this is what millennials are all about. They're all about freedom. They're all about choice. They're all about being disconnected. They would rather drive an Uber car so that they could make their own hours and have that freedom than to get a job, and you know it. So Purium is the perfect reason for somebody of that generation to want to look at us. But there's another reason. Guess what else is getting really big? Guess what another trend is that we're on the verge of? Remember that we're talking about unconvention, and why would we have an unconvention? What are we trying to do here? Well, we're trying to tap into the next generations. We're trying to relate to the next generations. So if you are, let's say, a little bit older, you don't like to camp, you don't like necessarily music, and you don't feel like dancing, and you're like, what does unconvention have for me? This really isn't my thing, you know? This isn't my vibe. But it is your tribe, you see? So even if you don't think it's your vibe, it is your tribe. And that's why you should be here. That's why you should be here, so that you could see what the future looks like. If you stay home and don't come here and have to see all the pictures and all the videos and all of the posts of 350 of your tribe having an amazing time, and I guarantee you're going to wish that you had participated. Not because you love camping, not because you love electronic dance music, or even vegan food, but because this is your tribe, and this is what we're doing, and we would love to have you here. Because, again, if you are looking for a job, if you're looking for a way to make money, and you're saying, what company do I want to connect with? And you're under 30, you're going to want to connect with a company like Purium. So if you're trying to recruit somebody who's trying to recruit somebody under 30, and all of you are, then you should probably find out what people under 30 are doing, how they have fun, so that you can relate to them. And we can relate to you. Even though I'm not under 30, I'm just sharing the information with you. Because I've tapped into that energy, and I love it. I don't pretend like I'm in my 20s. I just understand people in their 20s. And I can relate to them, which means I can market to them. And if you can relate to them, you'll be able to market to them too. Now, I'm going to tell you again, we're a green company. That means that our food is the most efficient delivery of food in the history of the planet. That's unconventional. Not clocking in to a job is unconventional. Focusing on your carbon footprint as a company, as a lifestyle, is unconventional perhaps, but all of these things are the future. And we want to be part of that future. There's a proverb, a Russian proverb, that says, recognize the future and make it your own, or you will be a victim of the past. And so, unconvention is not an event. Unconvention is not 3 days in the desert with Dave. Oh, I think that'll be the name of it next year. No, I'm joking. But unconvention is an attitude. Unconvention is a vibration. Unconvention is a bridging of the gap between yesterday and tomorrow that is happening today at Purium. And so when you look at people who are looking for jobs and they want to represent a company that they could be proud of, they want to represent a company that makes them feel good about themselves, they want to make a difference while they're making a dollar. And I want to tell you some really good news. We've got one of our newest, by the way, we have got Sarah Rhinelander. If you don't know it, Sarah Rhinelander, one of Hawaii's favorite daughters these days, because she has just ran. She is in that millennial vibe. she is going out telling people how Purium is a green company, how we're a company that cares, how we have a low carbon footprint, how we do things like unconvention and getting Eric Waré at convention, and people are digging it. She just became our latest 2-star crown. So just, you know, clap in silence for Sarah because she is rocking it. Guess what? She did that while traveling to South America for 3 weeks. That is a modern way to earn your money. This is the future, you guys. This is the future. That is unconventional, isn't it? Joel Calandrillo, our newest brand new crown, has attracted a doctor who owns 24 hospitals with 7,000 beds. Now, Joel, a young man with a beautiful wife and 2 amazing kids, and that beautiful family is now rising up through the ranks of Purium by reaching out and making things happen. And the reason why is because there was a 59-year-old doctor. And guess what he likes to do on the weekends? He likes to go to Grateful Dead concerts and just shake it out a little bit because he works so hard. And Joel Calandrillo told him about how we have this company that's making healthy cool. And he said, I want to be part of that. He's now putting us in front of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hospital employees, staff, and management. He's now about to run public service announcements on 7,000 televisions to all of his patients in their rooms every hour on the hour, telling them to use Purium. This is what happens when we bridge the gap between millennials and those who are more deeply seated in the power circles, in the influencer circles. It's a beautiful thing. It's unconventional. We're breaking down the generation gap. We're making healthy cool. We are a green company. And we're doing something that's never been done. So let me tell you a little bit about what's going down at Unconvention, what it's going to be like when you're there. So David Lynn, if you're still with us and you want to join this conversation at any time, I want you to feel free to jump right in. We are going to start our day, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We're going to serve breakfast, and it's going to be delicious. Trust me, really healthy, organic, and yummy. If you do not like what we are serving, we are going to have 2 to 3 food vendors. One of them will be serving organic goodies ranging from everything from veggie burgers to turkey burgers and fish and chicken sandwiches and things like that. And along with some vegetarian options, all organic. And then we're going to have a barbecue guy as well, doing organic meat. Not pork or beef, I don't believe, but still going to be good. I wanted to make sure that we went down the middle on that one. So we stuck with some of the healthier meat. We're also going to have vendors. Now, between 8 and 10 is going to be food time, essentially, and setup time. But starting at 10, the vendor village opens, the pool opens, the water slide opens, the game zone opens, the kids zone opens. The yoga, by the way, will be starting at 6 a.m. every morning. Sunrise yoga, and there'll be something on the yoga stage practically throughout the entire day. Now, starting at 12 o'clock on Friday will be the official opening. We're going to have an opening ceremony by Vivian Hyout, who is a wonderful elder. She is a Silakota elder, and she's going to come, and she's going to honor us with an opening ceremony. And you're all going to really enjoy that. Then we're going to, again, have our educational forum. There'll be an education and inspirational forum. So you're going to learn about how to manage your money, how to market to millennials, how to use the internet to market and Facebook to market. I'm going to be focusing on products, one product after another. Boom, 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 boom. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Just about in the morning, there's going to be classes on permaculture. That means gardening, if you want to start your own garden. There's going to be a booth where you can make your own hula hoop and get ready for our Hoop for Health class Sunday morning. We're going to try to get over 100 Purium people all hooping at the same time. Now, remember, we're going to have over 300 people there, so that number could definitely grow. Make your own hoop, bring your own hoop, borrow a hoop, I don't care. Hoop for Health Sunday morning, going to be amazing. Entertainment. We're going to have fire dancers. We're going to have various forms of close-up entertainment and live entertainment, circus type of entertainment. We're going to have a DJ stage next to the pool, next to the game zone. We're going to have a juicy bar, a juice bar, refreshment bar all day long. We're going to have sweat lodges. We're going to have drum circles. We're going to have sound bath and sound healing. It is going to be a one-of-a-kind event, truly a cosmic carnival, if you want to put it that way, of Purium adventures. And so, again, there are a couple of ways that you can attend still. It's not too late. You could be a vendor and come and sell some of your goods, give massages, whatever it might be, make a little bit of money. You could save some money, pay only $50 and work 9 hours over 3 days, and get what we call a volunteer pass that gets you access to everything, a free camping site. You have to bring all your own gear, but we don't charge you for camping. You only pay $50, and you volunteer 9 hours, and you get everything that everybody else gets. So if you want to earn money, come as a vendor. You want to save money, then come as a volunteer. You want to spend money, we have two of our nice rooms still available, two of our new teepees still available, so you might want to hook up in that way. Either way, you could even come for the day, by the way. Did I tell you there's a day pass? If you're local to California, you only want to come one day, you could do that. It's $125 for a day pass. Doesn't make so much sense. We could have the whole weekend for $200, but nonetheless, we'll look forward to seeing you there. So I just have a couple of minutes left in the show, and I want to use it to share a lesson with you. One of the things that I learned that I thought was pretty cool. My staff encouraged me to go to a Tony Robbins experience, and I personally didn't think I had the time, didn't want to spend the money, and quite honestly, a little bit, not sure that I want to submit myself to a 4-day pep rally, and just to be honest with you. So, but I went, because people who love me, well, one, they got me a half-price ticket, and two, they said they'd be upset if I didn't give it a try. So I went, and I learned some really cool stuff, and I'm from time to time going to share a lesson from you. Now, the funny thing is, it's not anything that I didn't already know. In fact, to the contrary, the two things that I'm going to share with you tonight, I had put on my Facebook just 3 days before I went to Tony Robbins. But the way that he put some things together, I want to put together to help you, is I had had the thoughts but hadn't quite put them all together the way that he did. And I think that it was really cool. I learned something very valuable, and I want to share it with you. So the first thing is, if you remember, I had a Facebook post a while back, and I had another Facebook recently. I'm going to put them together for you. The one talked about balance in your life, how you have your time that you spend in appreciation, praise, and worship for God, the time that you spend taking care of your family, the time that you take at work, making sure that you can pay your bills and that you're self-sufficient and independent, and then the time that you take caring for yourself. Now, some people care only for themselves and their work and their family, and God suffer. Some people care only about their worship and their family, their self, and their work suffer. Any time that you care about only one or two or three, but not all four equally, then the philosophy is that your body will go and your life will be out of balance. And so to work on the area that you are most efficient in is the key to make sure you raise up the level of that. So if you never are, if you're never thankful, never give thanks and praise, you know, don't have any anything that you really honor in your life, like great creator or God, you know, then you probably should find some spirituality. If you don't have a job and rely on other people for your money, you should probably get a job. If you don't take care of yourself, if you don't eat right, if you don't exercise, if you don't get enough sleep, you might want to do more of that. And so if you never pay attention to your family, if you're, you know, whatever you want to say, then maybe you need to call your mom or take your kid for a walk or whatever it might be. The bottom line is we need to create this balance, and that's cool. But there's a second part of it, and it was a part that I wrote, and it's something that I've been working on. And so I call it the law of inversion. And the law of inversion says that, let's say that you have five numbers, 1, 3, 5, 6, and 10. And if you add all those up together and divide by 5, because there's five numbers, they actually average 5. Now, in school, if you got 5 out of 10, that would be a pretty much of a fail. That's guaranteed F, right? Now, through the law of inversion, if you take the 1 and turn it into a 10, then add them all up and average again, now you're a 7. Now, in school, if you get 7 out of 10, you're usually a pretty solid C. If you practice the law of inversion once again and take the 3 and turn it into a 10, you're now at an 8 or a solid 80%, and in most classes, you're going to be a solid B. And so the bottom line is that when you work on the thing in your life that is most efficient, then you could take these huge leaps forward. And you could go from, essentially, by changing two things in your life, you could go from thinking of yourself as a failure to thinking of yourself as a top student in the class. And you could do this for yourself by practicing two things that I studied separately and the seminar put together for me. Number one, find out what you're most efficient in. But number two, apply the law of inversion diligently in order to create balance so that you can raise the level of your life in a very quick fashion. So thanks for being with me tonight. I want to see you at all at unconvention.